is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you take control, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, and it's all totally free, including the bulletin board system, with literally hundreds of users interacting, over 900 people, and over 54,000 posts for you to surf around through. All kinds of different conversations, everything from serious issues to just plain fun Photoshop contests and neat things like that. So check it out at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So then, we were talking about eminent domain, and we got an email in. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read it on the air. You never know. Well, in this case, it's from Chris, and he, as he describes himself, is a city planning major in college. He says most of his professors support the New London decision, the Kelo decision that the Supreme Court came down with over the summer, which basically eviscerated any property rights you might have thought you had in this country.
Did he really write the wrong show defending...
Well, here's what he... Look, we haven't really even gotten into the meat of his email yet. Here's what he has to say. He says that his professors agree with the New London decision. They feel the municipality should be ultimately allowed to do whatever it wants within its jurisdiction, so-called jurisdiction. Which, as you pointed out, man, which is just a line on a map.
What is jurisdiction?
It's a line on a map drawn by some men and women.
Yeah.
And I never consented to it. But anyway, he says, however, the city of New London is not using eminent domain correctly. The Constitution is explicit about the taking of private property for public use only.
Right.
Nothing more. If a dam needs to be built to supply the city with water and homes are sitting on the only place to put the dam, this is a correct and fair use, in his mind, of eminent domain. And I would have to say it's certainly preferable to what we have today.
You know, I have to agree.
Although I don't agree with it.
I know you don't. I'm sort of the opinion that if it's a big deal, that you kind of have to. And, yes, I do think that if people find out that the city is going to be about doing some project or another and they can see an opportunity to make a lot of money by getting in there and holding out, sometimes it's very difficult to use different pieces of land for a particular quote-unquote public use project. But
so long, he says, so long as the property owners are given fair market value for their property, then no law is broken. And again, the law, Chris, is not the issue here. The law is just wrong. The law is bad. And it doesn't matter if they're breaking the law or abiding by the law. It doesn't make what they're doing right or wrong, depending on which side of the law they're on. He says supporters of the New London verdict compare their win to how planning is done in Europe. There, the central government has had complete control over planning in European countries, and they're allowed to shape the landscape as they see fit, whether or not the idea has public support. This is against the ideals of the fathers that this nation had. Ultimately, supporters of this legal victory want to shape the landscape as they see fit, regardless of consequences. Although some good may possibly come of this, such as redesigning communities to be more efficient with existing land, it does not address the central problems that they hope to solve, such as sprawl. There's that word.
Yep.
Sprawl.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
He says sprawl is caused by low fuel costs and government subsidy of home lending. For example, he says deduction of mortgage interest from taxes and Federal Housing Administration backing of low down payment mortgages. Ultimately, taking existing property and turning it over to developers to make new communities, sprawling or not, will not solve these problems. Which really isn't what they were really trying to do anyway, Chris. They just want to take property from people and give it to people that are their friends. That's all it is. There's no...
people they like better.
Nobody's trying to solve sprawl, which I don't really think is even that big of a deal, but that
so they're not living in your city. They're living in somebody else's city.
Right.
What's your municipality? They're living in somebody else's municipality. Whether that municipality is a county, a city, a township, or whatever term it is that you're using, somebody else is getting the tax money, and we're not. That's what sprawl means.
He says, without sounding like a politician making tons of promises, I hope to be a planner who understands the limits of the law. I can't have it my way all the time. I see eminent domain as an absolute last resort to solve a strictly public public use problem.
They found the limits of the law, though. They have.
There are no limits to the law.
I mean,
anymore, apparently.
That's the thing, Chris. This is the limits of the law. The law has been expanded to include what it is that they want now. The Supreme Court said so. The Supreme Court, quote-unquote, interprets the Constitution.
Right.
So they say, they tell us new lies, and that's just the way it is. You found the law now.
Yeah, if the law said something different, if the Constitution said a government may take any land for whatever reason it wants to, would you find it okay then, Chris?
But they have to make the reason sound kind of good.
Yeah, you can't judge your morality. You can't base your morality off of the law. Mm. You can't base your morality off of the Constitution, as great of a document as it is.
And you certainly can't base it off the government and its laws.
So Chris finally says, ultimately, the planning department of a city or county serves the citizens, not the other way around. I've never seen an example of this. Never.
It serves itself.
It
wants to grow larger.
Yeah, it serves the people working for it. And
it has to.
It serves the politically connected as well. It serves those people that live in the area who own big businesses or are big, you know, big names in as far as just individuals who have a lot of money. It serves those people because they are connected. They lobby the government. They, contribute to the campaign war chest of all the people that are in office. And so they get favors done. And sometimes those favors involve the taking of people's property at gunpoint. So he says, if municipalities realize this more regularly, cases like New London would never come up. Yeah, Chris, that's true. If the municipalities actually paid attention to the Constitution and actually cared about people, then you're right. These controversies wouldn't happen, but it never goes that way.
No, that's
municipalities don't care about you, nor the citizens, nor anything
I'm
else
sure
beyond
that they don't,
their
they
little,
don't agree
two
with that.
Little
Nobody,
pockets.
The politicians do not agree with that crap. They
what
do
crap?
Not agree. They think, oh, we do care. We want the best thing. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all that. The thing is, government grows, Chris. Government has to grow. Or it dies, just like anything else. It's a business. It's the business of taking people's money. If business is moving money from one place to the next, it is the business of taking people's money.
At gunpoint, which does not qualify as a business. You can't use business to describe government, because if you want to use the term business to describe government, then you have to analyze, well, does government fit the how businesses operate? And it doesn't, because when a business fails...
They got a great system for acquiring money.
Right, well, when a business fails, that usually means that they can't get people to come through their front doors anymore. Nobody else wants to buy their product or service, and that's because maybe their product is shoddy or their service is really low quality. When it comes to the government... They offer up shoddy, low quality all the time, and no one can do anything about it beyond elect another shoddy, low quality person to the office. So they can line their pockets with our money.
So define moving money from one place to the next, because that's how I define business, doing business.
I think you'd have to put voluntarily in there. I think business has to be done voluntarily, and therefore...
Well, I'm not looking to define what you believe business is. I'm looking to define moving money from one place
there.
To the other.
I think it's
next.
Not business. It's thuggery if it doesn't involve voluntary choices. Then it's just violence and coercion.
Either way, the government, just like a business, has to grow or it dies. Do you understand?
Okay.
So the government has gone from normal uses of eminent domain through the blight issue, a few years ago, decades ago. This house is ugly. We've got to tear it down. It's for the public's good. You know, the blight issue sort of opened the door ever so slightly. And now... It can do what it wants. Well, now they want to get more tax dollars to benefit everybody. These tax dollars are going to benefit everybody. We're going to build libraries with these tax dollars.
Oh, yeah, I really feel like my tax dollars are doing something good. Not, Chris, if we can save you from this career path,
yeah.
If there's anything we can say...
Do something respectable. Go work at a fast food joint.
Really? I mean, you're doing something for humanity, then, at least. He believes that being a planner is a good thing. He believes that being a city planner is a valuable service, and it's not.
At least he's listening to the show, and he understands principles of small government. I would like to say at least.
To some extent, he does understand it, but what he needs to understand is that being a city planner is nothing but being a tool for the state. And we'll come back, talk more about that. Your calls as well, 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-5791 is you can hear with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. Check it out. Get all the details at freetalklive.com's Shrine of Female Listeners. So then, we were reading an email from Chris.
Yeah, I've decided to backtrack a little bit on my position with Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to soften up somewhat.
What do you mean? He's studying to be a city planning major in college.
The city, even in a libertarian utopia, cities are going to have city managers and those kind of people. There's going to be, to some extent, yeah.
Houston?
So.
A city manager is different from a city planner.
It's
a city planner,
but
a city manager is the guy that you know finds out about where the light bulbs are burned out, and he sends a truck to go and take care of that sort of thing. They manage the city. A city planner is someone that decides, well, we should have this kind of zoning here and this kind of zoning over here because I'm educated. And I went to college for this, so I know how to plan a city. You, Manwich, you know nothing. All of you developers out there, you construction people, oh, bow down to me. I'm a city planner. I know how to plan. City planning is nothing more than central control, which, put lightly, also means communism, where some central government office decides how it is that the city should be laid out. How is it that they know best anyway? Could they possibly? I mean, is it possible that these bureaucrats, these city planners, as they call themselves, are really the know-it-alls? Do they really know how best to build a city? I don't believe it for a second. I think that the marketplace only knows best, that the free market can build a city best. In fact, we can point to Houston, Manwich, to give you an example of a city that exists just fine without any city planners getting involved.
It's true.
In fact,
I guess I was thinking more about city managers than city planners.
Big difference. City planners, we talked about Houston a few nights ago. In fact, we did an in-depth show about Houston a few months back where we really just went into the details of how amazing a city Houston is, but there's no zoning.
Wouldn't it be better to have a person with a libertarian with small government tendencies or, you know, any variety of those people in a city planning position?
No, it would be better to abolish the centrally controlled city planning position. We're talking about communism here, Manwich. And just because Chris is a good guy and he says he's going to understand the limits of the law and he references the founding
fathers.
That's
what they all say.
Right, I mean, he references the founding fathers.
They all draw upon the ghosts of the founding fathers, too.
I don't want to turn to a city planner to ask permission as to whether or not I can build a building. I just want to be able to buy the land, if it's available, and build there. I shouldn't have to come to some central bureaucracy, some central authority, some decision maker, and bow down and beg to be able to do what I want with my own property, which is what city planners do. They decide how things will go. And it's anti-American, Chris. And we're glad you're listening. We're glad you have an open mind. But as Manwich said, please consider a change in career, because this is not leading you down a good path. You're going to be working for bureaucracy for the rest of your life?
If the U.S. Census information on people, you know, post-secondary education is true, he won't end up in his,
he'll change his mind.
Right. Well, he's not even changed his mind. He just won't have the opportunity, it seems like. But I think it's 90% of people don't end up in their the field of study they studied for.
That's, I think, true. And when it comes to the city planners, if you've ever met any of them, if you've ever seen any of them, they really are know-it-alls.
Well, I'm the city planner. See, I've done my studying. I know these things. I know how to plan a city. Up, up, up. No need to tell me how to do my job. Yes, I know I'm an unelected bureaucrat, but I tell you, they put me here for a reason. I know cities. I mean, it's outrageous. It's an outrage and an insult to the American way of life, to being independent and being able to control your own destiny. I refuse to bow down to your city planners, Chris. Thanks for the email. We appreciate it. FTL at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. To Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
City planners, all the more reason to live in New Hampshire, where the state protects you from the city.
Really? How does that work?
To a certain extent, we don't have home rule in New Hampshire, and we have a rule that the cities only have power that is given to them by the state. They have no powers unless the state allows them to have it. So it has to be written down somewhere in state law that the cities can do it, or that the towns can do it, or they can't do it at all.
Well, nonetheless, you still have zoning in a lot of places in New Hampshire, though. There are still city planners there.
Yeah, we do have several cities or towns left that don't have zoning, so for what that's worth.
That's true, and in fact, as we pointed out with Houston, I think it's this way in those towns in New Hampshire. Whenever it comes up, and it does come up because these city planners, they want their cushy jobs, they want their government cheese paychecks, and so they're trying to push to put zoning in, to add a city planning office to these towns and also to Houston, these areas of the country that don't have zoning, that don't have city planners. And every time it comes up for a vote, the people in the area vote it down. They vote against it like 9 to 1. in Houston. I'm sure. I think it's similar in New Hampshire. Why do you think that is, Dave? You think these people in these unzoned areas know something that the people in the zoning areas don't?
All you got to do is drive through Grafton and, you know, to see how beautiful it is and how well it looks and how varied it is and how nice it is to have it varied. You know, I mean, it's fun to drive a block and have everything change and then another block and everything changes again.
You call it varied. We call it chaos.
It's just amazing. So, Dave, what's going on there in New Hampshire? What's on
your mind? I actually just had a thought today. It wasn't any piece of news to report, but it's just something that's been going on in my mind for a long time as I watch the gradual change in New Hampshire. And I think people always had something they could escape to New Hampshire for in the past. You know, the last 50 years people have come to New Hampshire for the freedoms that it has and for the natural beauty. But there's something that it has, and I guess we're now on the second anniversary of the Free State Project choosing New Hampshire.
That's true.
Something that it has now that it did not have 2 years ago, and that is a social network for people that are moving in. There's now enough people here that you've got events going on multi times every week of some kind of social significance. You've got friends to talk to.
When you say social significance, you mean that people who are liberty lovers, people who like the idea of having more freedom in their lives, are actually getting together and socializing.
And drinking Sam Adams.
Right. We're drinking Sam Adams. A lot of moving parties, a lot of just parties, a lot of, meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's now a social component to the whole thing. That even, you know, though we don't have a lot more liberty in New Hampshire than we did before, we have a lot more of a liberty infrastructure and a social network than we did before. And that in and of itself is of huge value, and I just discover that more and more every week.
Sure, it's something that, you know, it's an infrastructure that we can build upon.
You can also, there's also people you can spend silver on. You know, almost all of them will accept silver.
Right, you mean the Liberty Dollar.
Well, some of them will accept the Liberty Dollar. Some of them would rather have bullion.
I see.
Competition, you know, is a free market.
And I think that's a great idea, by the way. I think there should be competing currencies.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not really another competing currency to the Liberty Dollar. There are some people that are talking about starting one. In fact, somebody sent me a link that I guess suggested the state of New Hampshire itself was thinking about minting its own silver-backed currency.
It's constitutional.
I like it.
There's definitely some exciting things going on up there. And as always, keep us informed. Dave, always good hearing from you, sir. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. As he noted, it's the second anniversary of the Free State Project. That's pretty cool. Second anniversary of the choosing of the state. Free State Project's been around for about 6 years. More coming back. This is your show, Take Control, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791 here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And there is plenty of time for your call if you make it. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got the archives, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website for free. There's no logging in, no membership fees, none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. So grab them up. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send you the archives automatically when they're available. You don't even have to put any effort into this anymore. It's so easy. freetalklive.com. So, catching up on a few emails here, because the email box has been just overflowing. This one came in from Dustin. About a week or so ago, from time to time on this show, and it's based on the network that we're on. We're on a network where there are some odd shows during the daytime, where there's some kind of kooky, conspiracy-style shows on, and so we have a lot of those listeners carry over to this show. And you know, we appreciate all of our listeners, certainly equally, but I don't appreciate the conspiracy theory as far as the approach goes for a new person to liberty. On this show, we're trying to introduce new people to freedom and liberty on Free Talk Live. That's one of the things we do. First, we entertain people. Secondly, we throw in the ideas of freedom and liberty. But when it comes to these conspiracy theories, it's just a waste of time, in my opinion. I think you're better off talking about real concrete issues, and we've certainly rehashed this 1,000 times to death.
Sure.
But I just wanted to set the stage for this email that came in from Dustin. Because when we talk bad about the conspiracy theorists, some people get really offended.
Oh, yeah. They're angry, mad.
Right.
Because it's the truth, as far as they're concerned.
Oh, it's sacred, hallowed truth, as far as they're
concerned. And think about something that's hallowed to you. If somebody talks bad about the Virgin Mary, or talks bad about, I can't even imagine, Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody's got their thing that if you talk bad about
it. Those aren't my thing.
You're a bad person if you talk about those things.
So here's what Dustin has to say. And I'm going to, again, this is one of those emails where there's very little capitalization, there's very little punctuation.
Well, this seems to be a common thread with the
Conspiracy theorists.
With the conspiracy theorists, or especially the ones supporting conspiracy theorists we've torn up for whatever reason.
He says, hey, how about you fellows do some research before you have the little giggle fits, feeling oh so safe and smug in your snuggly little blanket of willful ignorance? Well, all the S you laugh off, I have researched. And while every writer is not 100%, you can't use that to willy-nilly say all this people are crackpot. Sand you oh so casually combine different people's theories. I think he meant and you. Sand you oh so casually combine different people's theories using the fact that one researcher says he found aliens to discredit the entire conspiracy group.
I don't think that I actually ever said that. It was just sort of an explanation. Go ahead.
Well, one biologist is found to have reached false results through whatever methods the entire science is not trashed. Your little straw men arguments attack using weak points in one person argument to lump someone else in and discredit them is very low road, but I would expect it from you guys. And you were saying the other night how embarrassed you'd be to try and tell anyone this. talking about explaining these things to people. We'd be embarrassed to tell anyone this and how no one will believe you. Well, so-and-so's websites get, one of the popular conspiracy guys, get 10 to 25 times the hits you do daily, and he's on an S-load more stations than you guys.
It's true.
By the way, that's a logical fallacy, Dustin. That's the, I think it's ad populum, the suggestion that because something is popular that it's correct.
It's true. It's it's a level of authenticity that is below reality. If, for instance, you and I got together and we're looking at my car and we're saying, I love its wonderful blue color, and you said, yes, yes, it's blue. It wouldn't make it blue. My car is black.
Right.
Okay? I mean, you can get everybody to show, hey, look at the blue car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. It doesn't make it any bluer.
That reminds me, there was some sort of psychology experiment that was done. I don't know what the psychologist was that came up with it, but it was basically an experiment about groupthink, an experiment about how people behave when they're in groups of people doing something like what you just gave, like the blue car example. Mm-hmm. For instance, they would bring the subjects in, the test subjects in, and they would have them draw straws. And one of the people would have a straw that was demonstrably longer than the rest of them. The rest of them were like all the same length. One guy had the different length straw. And so as they went around the circle, they would ask, it's hard to remember the exact. Let's use the car as an example. They would go around the circle and ask people, what color is the car? And lots of people in the group would have been plants. Like,
yes.
90% of the people in the group were plants.
Well, I think that the study you were talking about had three people that were plants.
Right.
And then the third somehow they had it so that the, like there was one person who wasn't, and then the one person would just go along with the group.
Exactly.
And say, oh yeah,
well, because he would
go last.
I don't
have the long straw.
Right, he would go last. And so in the case, we'll just use the car because it's easier for me to figure out. But so they would go around the group and they would say, man, what color is that car? And you'd say, well, it's blue. And then I'd go next and I'd say, that's a blue car, all right. And then Torgo would go and say, and that is a blue car.
Bright blue.
Yes. And then the fourth person would go and...
And what
he's
they
the
would,
subject. He's the test subject.
Sometimes they'd say, blue. Sometimes, a few times, they would just go ahead and say whatever it was. And other times
very
they'd say,
rarely.
Like, you know, if it was a green car, they'd say, well, it's kind of bluish green.
Uh-huh.
There'd be a lot of that.
Right. Because they, even though they know in their mind that what are these people doing?
It's baffling.
They feel like they have to go along with the group because they don't want to be the standout.
Yeah.
They don't want to be the oddball in the group. So it's very interesting how people's heads work. So anyway, if somebody ever tries to tell you that something's good or right because it's popular, logical fallacy. Anyway, he says, so-and-so's websites get 25 times the hits you do daily, and he's on an S-load more stations than you guys. So I guess some people believe it a lot more than by your free state BS. And if I hear Ian tell someone who does not agree with him to just kill yourself if you believe all that, why don't you just cut your head off then? And I'm going to puke. If all of this...
Great, you're going to puke. So the fact is, this is the thing about conspiracy theories that's very disconcerting. It's like, you know, this is happening. The government is being taken over by, you know, whatever, if space aliens or the Bilderbergers or, you know, Walmart or whatever your particular theory is, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right, it's very disempowering.
You've got to research and talk to people about these things, and that's it.
There's nothing you can do
about
it.
There's no plan.
That we've actually
even,
had them come on
even
and say
so-and-so
this.
Who has the show on all the stations and doesn't have a plan for stopping it.
No, just spread the word. That'll do it. That'll put
spread
an end
word.
To it.
Spread
even
well,
the word.
So-and-so's been on the air for a long time.
Right, decade.
A long, long time.
Right.
And as a result, has a lot of several stations. I would call a lot of stations
he finishes it up here.
Rush Limbaugh has a lot of stations.
He says, if all this is an accident or coincidence, then why has the government grown in power, greed, and right stomping? Why is there not a period when the accidents occur in a way that spreads freedom, wealth, and all around good S? Oh yeah, I don't think I heard you guys comment on the ban of importing all semi-auto firearms. So a lot of these critiques from these conspiracy theorists always involve bad punctuation, bad spelling, no proofreading, a lot of curse words they throw around, and it's really just kind of an embarrassment to you. That's why we read these on the air, because really, can't you come together? Can't you come to the table with a sensible email, an email that actually makes coherent sense?
Once we have more radio stations than whoever else, does that make us right and them wrong? Because then Rush Limbaugh is right, and everybody else is wrong.
Exactly. 800-259-5791. More coming up. This is your show.
Perhaps NPR is right.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's, 1-800-259-5791. So get used to this new phone number, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box if you're on the updates list. And, of course, you can join up by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Catching up on some emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Sherlock. He says, subject line, why is legislation the answer? You guys read an article from a listener, Jay Edwin, who went off on the libertarians for not supporting the legislations that prohibit sex with a minor. I don't know if this is the actual libertarian view. He says, please educate me on this political point. Actually, I don't know either. I don't have the libertarian political platform out in front of me, but in general, the libertarians don't believe in initiating force to achieve political or social goals. So my libertarian view says, bad idea. Age of consent, bad idea, inconsistent. Now, would you disagree with me?
I do disagree, yeah.
But let's go on with what Sherlock has to say. He says, why is it that people constantly think that the law will stop the behavior that they supposedly abhor? Why is police enforcement the answer? Remember when we talked to Rita a few weeks back, and she told me that if she found out that my fiancé and I were having sexual relations with one another, she'd call the cops. Presuming it was illegal, and it is illegal to actually have sex out of wedlock in a lot of states. It's just one of those laws that's on the books but's never or rarely enforced. So this does pervade society, doesn't it, Manwich? People have this belief, and it's unbreakable, that, well, all you have to do is pass a law.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to change people's behavior, just pass a law against it. But how much evidence is there that weighs against that? How many times have we passed laws and just discovered that nothing happened? Or worse, the opposite of the intended effects happened as a result of the law. Time and time again, countless times. Here he goes. He said, in fact, he addresses this. He says, what people keep forgetting about the liberty lifestyle is that there's always an alternative to government involvement. And more times than not, the alternative is better. Why is a body that likes to fail the answer to what you want to see enforced? Countless times, government ineptitude has been proven on Free Talk Live. And it's obvious today. Just pick up any newspaper and read about the Katrina disaster relief efforts, the war on terror in Iraq, the war on drugs. These guys have a failing track record, when he says these guys, the government, and someone writes Free Talk Live saying, shame on you for not wanting these failures, these flunkies who can't do anything right, to pass a law regarding sex with a minor. It's like being chastised by someone who wants D.C. Mayor Marion Barry to get drugs off the street. And when one says he's the wrong guy, or O.J. Simpson to be a spokesperson against domestic abuse. This guy is just laughable if he thinks that he has the answer. What is wrong with these people, asks Sherlock. He says, why is government the answer? Just because you're too chicken-ass to take matters into your own hands or raise social awareness to educate people with your beliefs on a personal level doesn't mean that you can have your henchmen, the police, do the dirty work for you. The truth is, people like this J. Edwin guy care enough to have someone else take care of the dirty work for him, but not enough to do something about it himself. I don't like people like you, J. Edwin. I don't like what you want to do with my money. And I don't like you telling me what to do, because I sure don't tell you what to do. And I don't like what you're doing to this country. You're a bad, bad man, says Sherlock. And he's right. I don't like it when these people tell me what to do, because I would never consider enforcing my way upon others. I have the way that I live my life, and it works for me. I'd like to say that, you know, gosh, I think that we have a, for instance, at my house, we've acquired a roommate recently. And he has a drink. He doesn't have a problem drinking, but he likes to drink.
Mm-hmm.
He also likes to smoke cigarettes. My fiance was a former cigarette smoker as well. And I like to think that I set a good example for others. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink. I don't try to force my way on others. Gosh, I think the world would be a much better place if people didn't engage in those destructive behaviors. I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gosh, we could talk about the reasons why. If you quit smoking cigarettes, if you smoke a pack a day, at $3.50 a pack, it's
a lot of
$1,000 a year right there.
Not to mention you're going to get lung cancer.
Possibly.
Quite possibly.
So, real effects are money. Leaving your wallet for these cigarettes. Same thing with alcohol. That stuff's like $5, $10, $15, or whatever. It depends on what you're buying. But, man, I mean, we're talking about multiple thousands of dollars if you have both of those vices. That's the number one reason to give them up, in my opinion. But if you don't want to, that's your business. It's your life. It's your mortgage you have to pay. If you're having trouble with your finances, you can ask me for help, and I'll give you some suggestions. But I would never pass a law mandating that people stop smoking or mandating that people save their money, which is also a sensible financial thing to do. Man, if more people saved their money, we'd have less debt.
Yep.
We'd have a better economy. We'd have more people starting their own businesses. I mean, I can think of all kinds of great things for people to do to their lives. But it's their life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't learn it on their own, or they don't want to listen to people that are making good suggestions for their lives, they'll feel the consequences of ignoring that good advice. Eventually, one day, maybe they'll wake up in the back alley of a store somewhere, passed out because they had too much booze, and you know they got kicked out of their house because they couldn't pay the rent on time. Maybe it'll come to them then.
Could.
At some point, the consequences will kick you in the butt. And I want you to be free to experience them if that's what's going to happen to you. So I would never, ever push my morals and my value sets on anybody. That's the difference between me and them. That's the difference between libertarians, people that want to get government out of your lives, and these control freaks that think they know best how to plan the city. Think they know best how your social life should be.
It really is unfair to take away consequences from people on their actions. If I'm jumping off of a cliff, I clearly want to jump off the cliff. What are you doing trying to stop me?
By the way, Sherlock says he's figured out why all this happens. We're going to come back with that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416. Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kidney braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments at 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can, of course, talk to us about whatever you want. And you can join us online as well, where we've got the bulletin board system, archives, the updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and much, much more. All of it is free, the way a website should be, on the house. There's no membership fee or anything like that, but we do ask for a little bit of help if you want to give it to us. We call it the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. That's why it's called AMP, and you can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, we're asking you for $3 a month. That's it. Price of a couple cups of coffee. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We'll continue to give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. But if you can, it can make a huge difference in how we promote this show. We're taking those $3 a month that we, the contributions we have coming in, turning it right back around into advertising for Free Talk Live. We're turning it into half-page ads in industry publications. We're turning it into internet advertising to get us more internet listeners. It is working. And we've already had over 100 people join up with the AMP program. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's going to be some pretty cool changes coming soon to the AMP program, which we're going to probably announce, I would think, maybe Saturday, maybe Monday. But coming soon, some new exciting features to the Free Talk Live AMP program. Get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the email from Sherlock. Sherlock's talking about, he's asking himself and us, why is legislation the answer? Why do people turn to the law when they want to control someone's behavior? When they think they know how people should behave, they pass a law to ensure that it happens. And in reality, does it ever work? Not really.
I think that it...
Some people put on seat belts.
It alters people's behavior to some extent or another.
To some extent.
You can't make everyone do it, though.
Mm-hmm. And the people that want to do what they want to do, if it's against the law...
And it's still wrong.
If it's against the law, they will do it anyway, if they want to do it bad enough. He says, I figured it out. He knows why now. He's going to suggest, here's his suggestion. He says, I know why some people think the law is the answer to impose their supposed morality, and this might be the case with your writer. In psychology, it's taught that those who speak the loudest against a topic, those that are preaching from the mountain about how it's wrong, usually have those tendencies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The person he's referring to was talking about sex laws, talking about statutory rape. He says it's a human reaction to a drive that they have that their logic can't accept, so they come out against it, loudly. So hopefully no one will find out what they truly feel deep down inside. So these people, they think that they need laws to protect adults from having sex with minors because they're afraid of committing such an act themselves, and they could use all the help they can get to keep themselves from doing the very thing they're disgusted with. In fact, I'd have to agree with Sherlock on that assessment. Remember when we had Daryl Rusan on the show?
Yes.
He was the NAACP lawyer from St. Petersburg, Florida, who was convicted of trespassing and theft because he would go into head shops and smash the bowls and the paraphernalia that they had.
And just convenience stores.
Yeah, and just in convenience stores. Just come in and take their property and smash it.
Smash these things that he called crack pipes that were, you know, I don't even know what they were precisely.
Crackhead.
Yeah.
And I asked him, don't you feel like ending the war on drugs would help? The drug users would actually give people the assistance they needed? He said, no, there needs to be a war on drugs, otherwise I might go back to it. So that's what he's afraid of. He's afraid that without the law there, he'd be more likely to go back to drugs. Anyway, Sherlock says it won't help. Even with the law there, it still goes on. How many do you think are caught? How many of the perverts, right? More importantly, how many do you think are innocently prosecuted? If you want help from touching little kids, the law won't save you. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.